This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden is warning that it is highly likely an Islamic State affiliate will try another attack in Afghanistan. The State Department has urged all American citizens to leave the vicinity of Kabul's airport immediately, citing in its early morning warning a specific credible threat. Biden has vowed to expand a U.S. airstrike campaign against the Islamic extremist group, whose suicide bomb attack at the airport last Thursday killed scores of Afghans and 13 American service members. The president's deadline for evacuating Americans and others from Afghanistan is Tuesday. Taliban forces sealed off Kabul's airport Saturday to most Afghans hoping for evacuation as the U.S. and its allies were ending a chaotic airlift that will end their troops 2 decades in Afghanistan. Western leaders acknowledged their withdrawal would mean leaving behind some of their citizens and many locals who helped them over the years. And they vowed to try to continue working with the Taliban to allow local allies to leave after President Joe Biden's Tuesday deadline to withdraw from the country. Although most of its allies had finished their evacuation flights, the U.S. planned to keep its round-the-clock flights going until the deadline, saying 113,500 people have been evacuated since August 14th. Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei drew a parallel on Saturday between U.S. President Joe Biden's government and its approach to the nuclear accord to that of former President Donald Trump, who withdrew from the deal in 2018 and reimposed sanctions on Iran. On Saturday, a top Iranian security official accused Biden of illegally threatening Iran after he said he may consider other options if nuclear diplomacy with Tehran fails. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Health investigators across the U.S. are finding it nearly impossible to keep up with the deluge of new COVID-19 infections and carry out contact tracing efforts that were once seen as a pillar in the nation's pandemic response. States are hiring new staff and seeking volunteers to bolster the ranks of contact tracers that have been completely overwhelmed by surging coronavirus cases. Some health departments have just a few dozen investigators to respond to thousands of cases each day. Some states trimmed their contact tracing teams when virus numbers were dropping and are now scrambling to train new investigators. Others have triaged their teams to focus on the most vulnerable, such as cases involving schools. Residents across the state of Louisiana's coast rushed to prepare for the approach of the intensifying Hurricane Ida. The storm is expected to bring winds as high as 130 miles per hour when it slams ashore Sunday afternoon, along with dangerous coastal storm surges and flooding rains. Ida is still a depression 2 days ago, but Saturday night was a Category 2 storm with 105 mile per hour winds. A combination of voluntary and mandatory evacuations have been called for in cities and communities across the region, including New Orleans. Meteorologists say the storm's track could have significant effects on the industrial corridor between Baton Rouge and New Orleans and on Mississippi River traffic. Thousands of voting rights advocates have been rallying across the country to call for sweeping protections against a further erosion of the Voting Rights Act of 1965. The rallies come as some states move aggressively to pass laws that critics say would make it harder to vote, particularly for voters of color. Even as protesters push for stronger protections, Republican lawmakers in the state of Texas are on the brink of passing an overhaul of its voting laws. Those changes include restrictions on voting by mail, limits on when voters can cast ballots, and other measures that they say will improve the integrity of the elections. Several hundred migrants, including many children, have been blocked by Mexican security forces as they try to head north from near Mexico's border with Guatemala, hoping to reach the U.S. About 300 Haitians, Cubans, and Central Americans set out on foot Saturday from the town, and a few hundred other migrants joined along the way. After about 8 hours, they passed through an immigration checkpoint without problems, but then National Guard troops in riot gear blocked their way as a heavy rain fell. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.